Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at John's Gospel, A Discipleship Journey with Jesus. And this is part four, the crucifixion and resurrection that run from chapter 18, verse 1 through 20, verse 31. Now, John's Gospel turns from the farewell discourses and Jesus' prayer for his disciples to Christ's passion. The word passion comes by way of Middle English and Anglo-French from late Latin passion, passio, suffering. So Christ's passion means Christ's suffering. Protestants sometimes pride themselves on the empty cross that emphasizes the resurrected Christ rather than the crucifix that emphasizes the suffering of Christ, now past. But I think there's value in both. There is value in contemplating the sufferings of Christ on our behalf. If you are near a Catholic church or retreat center, take some time to walk the 14 stations of the cross and meditate on what Christ suffered for you. Or meditate on my virtual Stations of the Cross for Protestants and Catholics on my website. In the next several lessons, we'll explore Christ's sufferings and his resurrection. Lesson 30, Jesus' arrest and trial. 31, Jesus' death and burial. 32, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. 33, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Then we'll conclude John's Gospel with the epilogue, Lesson 34, Feed My Sheep. The observant reader will notice various differences between John's account of Jesus' passion and resurrection and those in the Synoptic Gospels. Since these lessons tend to be more devotional than analytical in nature, I refer you to Appendix 10, Harmony Between John and the Synoptic Gospels, and An Introduction to the New Testament, to study the complex synoptic problem. We'll only make passing reference to it in these lessons. God bless you as you study this section.